Elementary music teacher friend, you love what you do, but you might feel unappreciated and, in fact, unseen some days. You may even feel like you're on a music teacher island and just want to connect with other music teachers who can relate to both your struggles and wins when it comes to teaching elementary music. I get you and understand completely the feelings you're having. That's why each and every week, the Elementary Music Teacher Podcast will provide you with solo and guest episodes that will help you realize you're not alone in your music teaching journey. Throughout each episode, my goal is for you to be able to walk away with actionable steps and ideas to help you feel like you're ready to take on the new week with whatever challenges may be thrown your way. Hi, I'm your host, Jessica Paresta, and I'm so glad you're here. Whether you're at home, in your car, in the shower, or wherever else you're listening, grab your cup of coffee or whatever other beverage is nearby and listen in to the Elementary Music Teacher Podcast. Hey, y'all. So, this episode is just going to show you I'm an old lady now. So, the title of this episode is A Perspective on Teaching in My 40s. I have been very transparent about the fact that I've gone back into the classroom. I've been doing a lot of work in the music ed community, but I'm back into teaching. And so it is just kind of funny. I mean, I don't know if the word is funny, but it is to me, going back into teaching in your 40s as I started teaching at the age of 23. And I started thinking about this the other day. And so I decided to make it into a podcast episode because I was thinking about the fact that when I started teaching literally as a newbie right out of college in the middle of the school year, all of the thoughts and things that were a stressful big deal to me, then now that I'm teaching in my 40s, I'm just kind of like, meh, I don't know. So I wanted to record an episode about this for those of you wondering, A, should I go into teaching in my 40s? B, I'm a teacher in my 40s, and maybe you can relate to this, or maybe you don't. If, in fact, I would love to hear feedback from you. Or C, you are a teacher in your 20s or 30s wondering if it ever gets better, or if you get into your 40s or as you get older, what changes as you go along your path in teaching. So these are things that I have seen and have experienced. I wanted to share with you, and maybe you can relate, or maybe you're just kind of listening and going, that's interesting, or you're going to learn something new about me. So the first thing is I'm a lot more relaxed than I was in my 20s. I've been very honest about the fact that I am a perfectionist. I really feel like I've gotten better in that area. I also struggle with anxiety, but I feel like I've gotten better in that area as well. But with that said, I do feel a lot more relaxed. I feel like things that I used to let stress me out in my 20s, now that I'm in my 40s, I'm just kind of like, I don't know, like there's that coworker who bothers me. And in my 20s, I used to worry so much about why can't I click with that person, or what do I say differently, or how do I get them to like me? And now in my 40s, doesn't mean I don't care about that person or trying to form a relationship, but I don't focus on it as much. I just focus on going in, doing my job, teaching the kids, planning, assessing, and all the other things. And I just don't care as much. So I just become a lot more relaxed, I guess, about things. So other things that just don't stress me out as much is the commute. I used to in my 20s be so stressed out about the commute, but now in my 40s, let's be honest, it probably has something to do with me being a mom of three boys. We are constantly busy. They're always in the car with me. And so when I'm in the car by myself, I love to just listen to a podcast, or I listen to music, or I sit in silence and pray, or just think or process. And in my 20s, I would just sit there and be like so annoyed with all the traffic, and it would overwhelm me. And I don't know why, it just did. And now it seemed like I was always in a hurry and busier to get somewhere. And now it takes me about anywhere between 25 minutes to get to school. I like the drive. I don't know why. I just do. So that's one simple example. Another example is the fact that I feel like planning has gone a lot easier because I have experience under my belt. I feel like teaching the lessons, classroom management now, I mean, I can just give that teacher look, and a lot of times students know to stop it. I'm good about in the middle of teaching, I'll look at a certain student, snap my fingers or point at them and like cut it off kind of thing. With my hand gesture. And in my 20s, I just be so focused on, oh my gosh, I don't know what to say and what to do and why this child's interrupting. And I know this is different for everyone across the board. I'm just sharing about my experiences and what has worked or what I've noticed the differences are. So the main thing is I just feel like I'm a lot more relaxed. The next point is that going back into teaching, I really don't sweat the small stuff. Kind of really honestly ties, I think all of these tie together basically into one big point. But I don't sweat the small stuff anymore. A lesson didn't go well. I mean, it still bothers me, but instead of, I mean, I admitted in episode 295 that I'm a perfectionist, but I don't dwell on it as much. I will still think about it and be like, ooh, that was not good. What happened there? But I remember first year, second year of teaching being like, oh my gosh, this is not what I thought it was going to be. I was told to plan these lessons, teach it, implement it, and the kids would just love everything I did. And then now, if they don't love what I did, I'm just kind of like, well, I taught music. I did what I was supposed to. I mean, I'm going to come back and definitely try that again or try something else, but I don't go home at night and dwell on it. When I'm home, I'm home. I turn my school brain off. I have shared that I have multiple roles I'm doing right now with, I work at the university near us doing some learning design work, and I do curriculum design and all kinds of other things. So I have to, and two of my sons are in sports. They're still in baseball season as we speak. And so I have to turn my brain off. When I leave school, I don't have the luxury anymore like I did in my 20s to come home and spend a lot of time looking at the lessons and planning and researching. No, it's done. Whatever happens in the school building, I finish at school. If I don't, I know it's there when I go back to school the next time. I just don't sweat the small stuff. A student talks back to me, yeah, I don't enjoy it, but I don't make it a big deal. I, instead of viewing a student's behavior as, air quote, they're being bad or acting out, I try to see what's going on underneath. I can give several examples like that where I just don't sweat the small stuff anymore. I just let comments slide. I just don't focus on all the little things anymore that used to really stress me out. Another thing is I let go of others' opinions a lot more, and I trust my intuition. I think it's perfectly fine to get opinions from others. In fact, I am a mentor. I mentor others on this podcast. I have a membership site. I have a course. I do coaching with teachers in person, in virtual workshops, in different PD opportunities. But I love to listen to others' opinions as well. But I used to only follow their opinions and be like, my principal said I should do this, so I should do this. My mentor teacher said to do this, so I should do it this way. My cooperating teacher said to do this, so I'm going to do it this way. My college professor, the teacher down the street, this teacher at this workshop, they taught this certain activity this way, so I have to do it this way. Well, that's not true. And I feel like that used to contribute a lot to my anxiety and making me feel stressed out because I was trying to follow all these different opinions. Now, I still sit in professional development, obviously. I still get training. I still hear other teachers' opinions. I hear my principal's opinion. I hear my team, the enrichment team's opinion. I take their opinion, but then I also trust my intuition better than anyone. I hear that idea, but I know I'm doing it this way because sometimes an opinion may make me think things through and go, maybe I should change that particular thing. And other times I say, no, I know I'm doing this because I should do it this way. So I think you just kind of grow more into yourself as you get older, and you're just kind of, it's not like you have your blinders on. Sometimes I do, and I have my earmuffs on, blinders. I'm just walking straight down the path and trusting what I know is best for my students and myself. And I will hear opinions, but I filter them through the lens of my own intuition now instead of taking it as their opinion is the opinion. And I feel like that is the biggest shift for me. And the last thing is when something doesn't go right, I view it as a learning opportunity instead of as a failure. This is something that's taken a long time for me. I seriously can't express enough how hard I still am sometimes on myself. When I was younger, especially, I would be so hard. I would spend nights crying, driving home from school crying and being so hard on myself. Such a perfectionist that it would keep me stuck sometimes and keep me from moving forward because I was so stressed about doing it perfectly right. And there is no perfect. There is no perfect way. We know that as music teachers, there's a lot of different ways to teach music to our students. So I view something as a learning opportunity and a growth opportunity. We talk to our students about growth mindset all the time. So I think it's important we view this as our view this for ourselves as well. Don't be so hard on yourself. I really want to give you that advice if I can. But when something doesn't go right, when it comes to planning or assessing or teaching or whatever you're doing in your classroom, differentiating or whatever else, it doesn't maybe go the way in your head you thought it should go. View it as a learning opportunity, not as a failure. So important to keep that in mind. So I know as I continue getting older and move through this decade I'm in right now, I hope that I continue learning new things about myself. And it's just really so cool to see your journey as you look back of where you were and how far you've come. And so I would love for you to even reflect, even if you're in your 20s, of look at where you were in your teens. If you're in your 30s, look back on your 20s and kind of see where you were then and where you are now. And it's kind of neat to see as you get older, how much more comfortable you grow into your skin. Have an amazing day and an amazing week. And I'll see you next week with a brand new episode. Well, hey there. Thank you so much for listening into the Elementary Music Teacher Podcast. There is an exclusive Facebook group just for listeners of this podcast and any elementary music teacher called the Elementary Music Teacher Community Facebook group. Come on over and join us there where we have conversations around the podcast episodes and encourage each other each and every week. And also head to my website, thedomesticmusician.com. I have some free resources there that you can download to help you gain traction in your classroom today, as well as the blog and the membership site and all kinds of other goodies to help you keep going in your music teaching journey. I cannot wait to keep connecting with you and encouraging you and spurring you on in your journey of teaching elementary music. Hang in there, have an amazing week, and I will see you soon.